Hello, my peeps. Welcome to Workday Playdate with Improve It. Today is a big day. A milestone, a confetti-throwing, gratitude-filled, heart-bursting moment. Because this show is officially 5 years old. 5 years. Half a decade of laughter, of leadership, of lessons, and so many full circle moments that I could not have predicted. When this podcast started, it was called the Failed It Podcast. So if you go back to episode one, we were the Failed It Podcast. Then about a year and a half later, we became the Improve It Podcast, which Improve It is the name of the company that I operate and own and founded. And we are a talent development company for the new generation of work. And we use improv comedy to train on soft skills, if you didn't know that. Now, in 2025, we became Workday Playdate with Improve It. But let me just say this, every iteration has been a mirror of where the company was growing, where I was growing, and most importantly, where you were growing. Every title change, every pivot, every refinement has been a step toward giving you, the Workday Playdate peeps, more joy, more humanity, and more fuel to lead with play. And today, we are celebrating all of that evolution by looking back at the top 10 episodes from the past 5 years. These are the conversations you loved the most, the ones that you shared. These are the ones you emailed me about. These are the ones you bookmarked to listen to again and again. So whether you are brand new to this show or you have been here from the shaky mic early days where I was like in my mom's closet in my sweatpants, today is the perfect place to jump in. So let's play. I want to talk about pivoting. Pivoting is uncomfortable. I don't care who you are or what role you have at work. Every time you pivot, you shed a layer. You outgrow something that once served you, and you walk into something that demands more courage, more clarity, more willingness to evolve. The Failed It Podcast, okay, the very beginning of this show is where we explored failure. What it teaches us, what it reveals. And that season served us so beautifully. And might I just add that you teach what you need to know. And boy, was I feeling it left and right and left and right when that show started. But as our company, Improve It, grew, as our workshops expanded, as leadership became our heartbeat, the show needed to evolve. And we became the Improve It Podcast. With bigger guests, bigger ideas, and bigger conversations. But even that wasn't the final form, y'all. Okay, along the way, I realized what you, my peeps, and leaders out there were craving. You were craving something different. You didn't want just improvement. You wanted joy. You wanted creativity. You wanted to feel human at work. And that is where Workday Playdate came from. A place where we can laugh, where we can learn, and where we can lead with lightness. But none of those evolutions were seamless. Each shift required experimentation. It required failure. It required trying again. It required trusting that you would grow with us. And you did every single time. So now with so many new listeners joining us and with this 5-year milestone, it feels like the perfect moment to hand you the highlights, the starter pack, the greatest hits collection. Today, we are walking through the top 10 episodes of the past 5 years, the ones that made the biggest impact, the ones that got people talking, the ones that still show up in our inbox with this episode changed everything for me. So this, my peeps, is your guidebook. It is your where to start. It is your playlist for the week. So let's dive into the top 10 episodes. And they're in a particular order. They're from the earliest version of the show to the latest, all right? Not the most downloaded, just the earliest version of the show to the latest. So drum roll, please. Your top 10 episodes. All right, number one. Okay, if you are a leader and you have not read the book Radical Candor, let me just say, get it in your Amazon cart right now, or better yet, go to your local bookstore and pick it up. It is an incredible book all about giving feedback, and we had the one and only Kim Scott on this show. So she actually was here twice, all right? The first was episode 80, and the second was episode 95. So this actually was a huge turning point for us in the show's growth. Kim Scott was a huge guest for us to land, and somebody I greatly admired who actually loves and appreciates improv in the workplace. So it was super dope to chat with her, not once, but twice. So in episode 80, Kim and I talk about one of the hardest parts of leadership, feedback. Now, it's not just about giving it, but it's about asking for it. And Kim teaches us why radical candor is not about being harsh. It's about caring personally and challenging directly. We talk about emotional traps. We talk about communication landmines and how being honest builds trust. Then in episode 95, Kim returns with Trier Bryant, her co-author, for a deeper conversation on inclusion. They unpack bias, they unpack allyship, and what it actually creates. Let me say that, y'all. Y'all know I don't edit myself. What it actually takes to create a workplace where everyone feels seen. Now, these two episodes together are going to give you so many practical tools. They're going to give you scripts, and they're going to give you mindsets that leaders still tell me that they use every day. So we're going to link to these episodes in the show notes. Click on episode 80 and episode 95 if you want to check out Kim Scott of Radical Candor. All right. In number two slot, episode 101 is called The Rise of the Empathetic Leader with Ryan McCrae. So Ryan McCrae is like the warm cup of tea your leadership needed, all right? In one of our most heartfelt conversations, he explains how empathy shapes performance, belonging, trust, and retention. We talk about in this episode understanding people's lived experiences, how to self-assess your emotional intelligence, what empathetic leadership looks like in a high-stakes, high-growth environment. And let me just say, his examples are real, they are grounded, they are practical, and you will leave this episode knowing exactly how to show up as a more compassionate leader without losing boundaries. So check that out. That, again, is episode 101 with Ryan McCrae. Now, episode 234, we bring on one of my favorite gals, Tiffany Sauter. Now, Tiffany is awesome. And since being on this show, she has since pivoted and she has created a different version of her podcast too. So super proud of her. But episode 234 is called Tiffany Sauter on Dual Career Families and Loving Your Days. Now, Tiffany's a truth teller. And in this episode, she shares the moment she realized she was managing a life that she wasn't actually living. She talks very openly about overwhelm. She is a mom of four girls. She talks about invisible labor. She talks about running a company while building a family and raising a family, and the wake-up call that helped her reassemble her life from the inside out. She teaches us the difference between doing it all and loving your days. She talks about how to rebuild systems that support your humanity. She is a super, super systemized person. I have gotten so many tips and tricks from her being a working mom myself. She talks about what affordable outsourcing really means. She talks about the art of protecting your energy. So leaders and parents, they write to me about this episode consistently. When this episode came out, I sent it to several of my mom friends who are also business owners. It changes the way you think about work. It changes the way you think about home, and it changes who you want to be in both. So that is episode 234 with Tiffany Sauter. Now, This next guest in slot number 4, she truly changed my life. Truly. Dr. Darnielle Jervy-Harmon. And this episode is episode 258, Is Your Mindset Blocking Your Money? With Dr. Darnielle Jervy-Harmon. Now, Dr. Darnielle brings the heat on money. She teaches you that your financial world is a mirror for your self-worth. She takes us through her million-dollar mindset, how she rebuilt her relationship with abundance, and her practices for calling in aligned opportunities. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about how your subconscious beliefs about money shape your outcomes, what to do when money stops flowing, why detachment is the key to abundance, and how to price and position yourself from a place of value. Her energy is so magnetic, and you leave this episode feeling empowered, grounded, and ready for next level conversations about your worth. Let me say this. She sent me a kit before she came on the show. And when I opened it up, it was perfect. Her branding is purple and gold. There was like purple and gold confetti. There was a little mindset calendar. So every day you flip it over and there's a Darnielle-ism for every day of every year. And I still have it. This was 2 years ago. I still have it on my desk and I flip that calendar every morning. She sent me a bracelet that said, "What would abundance do?" And I think about that question all the time. This episode, if you are struggling with your money mindset, is a must listen. She is incredible. So episode 258 is our number 4 slot with Dr. Darnielle Jervy-Harmon. Now, number 5, this woman is also a badass. And she's not just a badass, she is a likable badass. This is episode 266 called Power, Status, and Influence with Allison Fergale. Now, Allison gives us one of the most eye-opening conversations about perception and influence. She breaks down in this episode the difference between power and status, why respect is the real currency, how people-pleasing can compromise your authority. Shout out to all my recovering people-pleasers out there. And she also teaches us why life can be approached like a game. She introduces us to the likable badass framework, which is also the name of her book. She also shows us how caring and capability are the two dimensions that shape how people see you. This episode will change the way that you walk into a room, period. Check it out. If you are struggling in the confidence department, Allison Fergale is your gal. All right, I hope you're enjoying the show. We will be right back after a quick break from our sponsors. Thank you for supporting those who support the show. You are listening to Workday Playdate on the Passion Struck Network. Now, back to the show. All right, y'all, we are back in our top 10 list. Here is episode 268. It is called How Top Leaders Use Negotiation to Win with Kwame Christian. I love Kwame so much. I met him as a guest on his show, and then he came on ours. Or maybe it was vice versa. I don't know. But we just support each other, and he is such an amazing teacher. And he teaches us that negotiation is literally everywhere. It's not just in boardrooms. It's in every conversation where you feel you need alignment, clarity, or resources. And he's going to give you his 3-step compassionate curiosity framework. We're going to learn about acknowledging and validating emotions. We're going to get curious with compassion, and we're going to learn how to problem solve together. Now, we even do a role play around PTO that listeners still reference. It's really good. We do some live improvisation. He also shares how to stay grounded when the other person is unreasonable, reactive, or resistant. And this episode will give you practical language you can use in your next conversation. So that's number 6 on our list, episode 268, How Top Leaders Use Negotiation to Win with Kwame Christian. Now, episode 299. For all my people leaders out there who care about employee engagement, number 7 is episode 299, and it is called Employee Engagement That Actually Works with Dr. Angela Jackson. Now, this episode flips the script on what engagement really means. Dr. Jackson teaches you that engagement is a strategy, not a slogan. She shows you why perks fall flat and why ownership, belonging, and mission alignment drive real results. We're going to talk about replacing guesswork with data. We're going to talk about listening as a leadership tool. We're going to talk about integrating contract workers into your culture. And we're going to talk about creating feedback loops that actually work. If you lead people, this episode changes the way you think about culture. That's number 7, episode 299, Employee Engagement That Actually Works with Dr. Angela Jackson. Now, number 8 is episode 301 with Melody Wilding. Melody Wilding speaks directly to the folks who reread their emails. This episode is called Managing Up with Confidence with Melody Wilding. So if you are a leader in that messy middle where you have direct reports and you are also managing up, this is for you. Now, again, she's going to speak directly to the folks who reread emails 5 times, wondering if their boss is upset. She breaks down the emotional labor of managing up, especially for sensitive strivers and high achievers, which I know is you, my peep. I know it's you. That's why you listen in this show. I am you. We are you. We are together. Now, she in this show is going to teach us how to communicate with clarity, how to stop over-explaining, how to advocate for your needs, how to set boundaries without guilt. This episode is a permission slip to stop mind reading and start leading yourself. Episode 301 with Melody Wilding. Okay, we're getting close to the end. Number 9. Oh my God, I love this guest so much. She is a Chicagoan. She loves Oprah. She also is spiritual. She has a son named Jackson, I think, maybe, but a daughter named Zoe, which was my hypothetical angel baby's name. And we have so many similar interests and know a lot of the same people. So when I met Stephanie, it was like, okay, we're friends. This episode, episode 303, is called Are You Settling Without Knowing It? Now, in this episode, Steph and I talk about conscious creation, which is the art of building a life you want instead of sleepwalking through the one you tolerate. You feel me? Let me say that again. It's the art of building a life you want instead of sleepwalking through the one you tolerate. She introduces her S plus S plus S equals R framework. S plus S plus S equals R framework, which is your state, your story, and your strategy equals your reality. We dive into the hidden cost of settling, how to shift your emotional state, how to rewrite your internal story, how to design your future on purpose, and the secret to networking with a service first mindset. This episode is so energizing. It's so practical, and it is so filled with mic drop moments. This is episode 303 with Stephanie Lefevre. Finally, episode 10. You've made it this far, y'all. You got some homework to do. This one is for all my recovering people pleasers out there. Can I get an amen? This is called Stop People Pleasing with Amy Green Smith. Now, if you've ever said yes immediately and then immediately regretted it, this is your episode. Amy is going to break down the fawn response and show you how people pleasing becomes a survival strategy that drains your energy, your confidence, and your boundaries. She teaches us how to identify resentment as boundary care, her decide, deliver, and enforce method, how to communicate needs with clarity and compassion, and how to take back ownership of your time and your energy. This episode is powerful, it's grounded, and it is incredibly practical. Now, before we wrap today, if you wanted to take these insights and then turn them into aligned action for your year ahead, I would love you to reach out to us about bringing our vision setting workshop to your team. This is a highly interactive and high energy in-person or virtual workshop where our seasoned improv facilitators guide your team through improvisational activities and customized debriefs centered around this idea: partnership plus planning equals proper prioritization. Your team's going to learn collaborative brainstorming. They're going to learn about group mind, and they're going to talk about priority setting for the year ahead. We can do this for 50 people for 90 minutes on Zoom, or for 100 people for a 2-hour in-person experience. If you want clarity, creativity, and connection built into your annual plan, this is your workshop. You can reach out to us at info@learntoimproveit.com or visit our website, learntoimproveit.com. I hope to see you in one of these workshops. And it doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year. You can do it at the beginning of a quarter. You can do it mid-year. This is a wonderful workshop if your team needs alignment on priorities in the year ahead in any capacity. All right, so today we have celebrated 5 years of this show by revisiting the 10 episodes you love the most, from radical candor to negotiation to boundaries to money mindset to stopping the quiet ways we settle. Your homework is number one, choose one episode from this list and listen to it this week. One episode this week. Number two, share one of these episodes with somebody who needs it. Number three, if you could drop us a review, a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, actually makes a team of real humans do a happy dance. That would be awesome. So I just want to close with this, my peeps. You are not the same person you were 5 years ago. You have grown. You have reimagined. And so has this show. Thank you for being a part of this community. Thank you for celebrating this milestone with us, and thank you for choosing joy in your workday. I will see you next week. Until then, keep making every workday a playdate. Bye.